your goal is to create $1 million within a reasonable amount of time, while we think your goal is to find vibrational alignment with something that rings your bells. So that sort of brings everything together. The goal is to launch a rocket of desire that thrills me, and me be able to find a way to stay somewhere in the vicinity of being thrilled. So with that in mind, I want to launch a rocket of desire that thrills me. Do you believe that you've done that?
Absolutely.
So let us hear some of that from you. What are you going to do with $1 million? Jerry and Esther, there's a safe on their bus that is so small. Esther says, if this is my treasure, what were they thinking? Not nearly big enough for the treasure of my life experience. So what are you going to do with a pile of money? Is sort of dirty and hard to store. What value is it? What does it mean? What does $1 million mean? Why do you want it?
I can do what I want when I want to do it. I mean, it's a stepping stone for a large amount of money. I figure it was a pretty easy amount to create in the beginning.
Therein lies your that's what's going on. In other words, you're not reaching for what rings your bells. You're reaching for what's reasonable in a reasonable amount of time, you see. Hmm. And that's why it's not very thrilling. It's too darn reasonable. So what does money, $1 million or $10 million or $100 million, what do these millions of dollars mean to you? Why do you want them?
I said so I can do what I want to do when I want to do it.
And what's another way of saying that? So I'm free, so I have the freedom to be who I am, to do what I want to do. What does that mean? Those sound like interesting words to us, but you're not getting our juices flowing with them either. What does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean?
I'd like a Lamborghini, a Ferrari, a Bentley, a $100 million house, a heated pool, marble driveway floors, three huge walk-in closets, Versace rugs. This kind of goes on and on. That was what's in there.
We want to hear more.
You want to hear more? To be able to fly on trips whenever I want around the world. I'm trying to not say what I don't want, so.
Well, you see, don't be worried about saying what you don't want, because a lot of what you put into your vibrational escrow is parlayed there because of your awareness of what you don't want. And so sometimes you get some of your best juices flowing. In fact, you have created your entire vibrational escrow through the living of life and knowing what you don't want. And so at this point where you're wanting to get, in other words, this is a wonderful question that you're asking, because a lot of people have made this such a process that they're losing the energy that life experience puts into it. In other words, nothing gets your juices flowing harder and faster than knowing something that you do not want. So when you say, I want to go where I want to go and do what I want to do and do it when I want to do it, why are you saying that? And why would you say that with any sort of emphasis? In other words, it doesn't hurt to put some emphasis in it by saying, I don't want to do what I don't want to do, and I don't want to meet somebody else's timeline, and I don't want to play the mundane game that most people are playing. Now, aren't you feeling a little energy flowing, even though you're talking about what you don't want? I want to be in charge of my life. I want to do what I want to do. I want to go where I want to go, when I want to go there. I want to feel the enthusiasm to do something, and I want to be able to just go. I don't want money, the lack of it, or the not enoughness of it. I don't want it to be a limiting factor anymore in my life. life. I want my money to keep up with my enthusiasm for life. And oh boy, do I have an enthusiasm for life. It has this long list of things that I want in my house. And then when you talk about why you want them, why do you want those beautiful things in your house? Do you want beautiful things in your house to impress others? Do you want beautiful things in your house? Why do you want those beautiful things? I want those beautiful things in my house because they are representative of who I am. I can feel that I've lived enough life, that I've put things in my vibrational escrow that I cannot live without now. I cannot be less than I have become. I must live everything that I have become. And the fact that I've been out in this world and I've seen all of those things and I want all those things and I've built my virtual house, now that I've built my virtual house, I must find a way to get into vibrational alignment with the virtual house that I've built. In other words, just let yourself talk about the dynamics of this life and how wonderful they've been for you and how you love the exposure that you've had to all of these beautiful things and that you want to be the manifester. You want to live the vibrational indicator of the vibration that's over there. And the whole point of your question, we love every part of your question. The whole point of your question, and certainly the whole point of our answer to you, is that we want you to understand that there's not a right and wrong way to do this. You just want to mix it up until you find a way to get your own personal juices flowing. I know I deserve all this stuff. I can believe that I was born to live all of this stuff. I can feel that I was born to be an example of someone who can live all of this stuff. I believe in it with every fiber of my being that I'm deserving of that. And I want to live the example of it. But most of all, and this is a thing that we so want you to hear, most of all, we'll speak from your point of view, most of all, I must keep up with who I have become. I must keep up with my vibrational escrow. And the reason it was feeling off to you is because you weren't even using the words that were up to speed with your vibrational escrow. Your vibrational escrow has gone so far past $1 million in a reasonable amount of time. Your vibrational escrow has gone through an influx of that. That money should be flowing in and out of your life experience constantly. There should be millions of dollars flowing through your experience, millions of dollars flowing through your experience, millions of dollars flowing through your experience. The resources of the universe are there for you, and you certainly have lived enough life to get your ideas flowing about it, so don't hold yourself back in any way. Take the word reasonable out of everything and start.
The only reason that I said reasonable because I didn't want to seem like I was going upstream instead of downstream. I could have said 6 weeks, a month, you know, a year, but everything I've heard has to do with when you put a time frame on it, you start pushing away. So, you know, I use more of a broader term to describe that.
Well, the thing that you were most feeling when you sat down, though, and the whole premise of your question, it was accurate. You nailed yourself exactly, precisely, and the whole point of your question is, I'm using words, but I'm not stirring myself in the way I was once able to stir myself. How do I keep stirring myself? And we say, yeah, you keep stirring yourself by not being afraid of living the contrast that really stirs you. And in other words, don't worry about getting stirred up. Just be aware of the way you feel and do your best to lean in the direction of what feels best. Sometimes we see, and it's not just you, and we've done it to you in essence, as we've talked about this business of positive thought and negative thought. Don't be afraid of your thoughts. Don't be afraid of whether they're negative or positive. Think about the physical world in which you live and the components of contrast that are all there to give you the inspiration, and let your life inspire you. Let your life inspire you and then line up with what you've been inspired to. And what we can feel happening with you a bit, and a lot of other people too, is that life did inspire you. You talked about that. Life did inspire you. You felt it go over there, and now you're so worried about getting it right that you're sort of putting the fire of what life inspired within you out by trying too hard to get it right. And we want to say to you, you can't get it wrong. Just keep wanting the fire, wanting that feeling. That's a very wonderful thing, because once you've tasted that feeling of exhilaration and that feeling of life pulling through you, you can never stand to not have it. So don't be afraid of the contrast that keeps producing it. And then just do the best you can about lining up with it as best you can. We liked this conversation because the places that we've gone that are new are that You can't stand still. Now, we've said it before, but not nearly as clearly as this. You can't stand still and feel good. Jerry and Esther, they've played this game so many times. They came through the canyon of Oak Creek Canyon near Sedona, Arizona, one afternoon. It was October 16th, and it was 2:32 in the afternoon. And as they came down the canyon, the leaves had begun to turn, and they were in vivid brilliance of color. And it was the timing of the day where the light was shining down the canyon, and it made for the most magical moment that they had ever seen in their lives. They had tears coming down their faces. It was so magical and so beautiful. And they wished that everyone they knew had been with them, because it was that kind of a moment. So for the next 5 years, on the same day, at the same time, they brought busloads of people down that canyon and never had another moment even remotely like it. Because that was the culmination of their vibration at that time. And then they began just trying too hard. In other words, let the universe make the magic for you. Your life is what's making the magic. Who you were before you were born and who you've become, that's put something in vibrational escrow that we cannot even find words to describe. There are billions of dollars at your disposal there. Billions of dollars. All of the resources that are imaginable. That's what your life has put there, you see. So now when you say, so I want to find a way to keep myself tuned to that, those are the key words. Tuned to what? Tuned to that. Tuned to that ever-evolving, ever-expansive being that I've become. You can't get passé and you can't become mundane about it. You have to keep yourself cued for the feeling. And the only way that we know to tell you to do that is to recognize what the feeling is, and you know it. You knew it when you sat down. I want that feeling. I want that feeling of passion to flow eternally through me. And we say, well, that feeling of passion flowing eternally through you is something you have to keep making happen. In other words, your power is in your now. It's the mix of you and you now. It's the mix of you and you now. It's not a recipe that anybody else can live and write down and replicate. It's the mix of you and you now. And the thrill of life that you're reaching for are those moments when the mix is just right. And sometimes you're mixing and you're mixing and you're mixing and you're not having those moments. But those moments when you get it right, they're worth all of it, aren't they? So you're just reaching for that feeling. And that's what we mean when we say creating from the inside out. Not trying to use some formula or some ritual to make something happen, but creating from the inside out. It's thrilling for us to visit with you because we know the feeling of passion that you often feel. And we think your question could not be more valid. How can I maintain that feeling of passion? And we want to say, nobody really maintains the feeling of passion. Let the feeling of passion be the goal, like the billions of dollars. Let the alignment, let that passion be the goal that you're reaching for. And then just relax in the magic of the moments as they're happening and holding in your mind the desire for that feeling of, you see, if you could reach that place and maintain it, it wouldn't be very long before we would be having the same conversation again. It's like an old joke, Abraham. I'm always in this state of passion. I'm not feeling it anymore. You see what we're getting at? Mm-hmm. The contrast is what makes it vivid. The contrast, that don't be afraid to move within the rhythms of this gap of that which you are. And so you're just expanding and becoming and expanding and becoming and expanding and becoming. No ritual, no pattern, just knowing what you're reaching for. We've not really permanently thrown your book away. We just want less ritual. And less trying to do it by the book, and more letting it come forth from within. You have it all. You had it all before you met us in this format. In other words, you've had periods of passion, and you've had periods of not being able to be aligned with it as much. And we just want this environment, we want this work to be representative of the evolution of that which you are. We don't want this to become some static thing that doesn't keep moving. You see, it has to keep moving, or it doesn't stay alive, you see.
I got it.
You did get it.
Thank you.
We sort of tossed it under there. Yes, indeed. So what is the formula? The formula is the quest for passion. How do I make it happen? You got to figure it out. Can you make it happen exactly the same way every time? It's the combination of the convergence of forces, isn't it? So is creating, finding something and putting myself in proximity to it and going and getting it or lassoing it and bringing it to me? Or is creating about achieving a vibrational essence that is like a focal point and law of attraction causing an actualization of everything around that? That's what you're reaching for. In other words, you hear us talking about this contrast that gives birth and gives birth and gives birth and gives birth. But what's amassing over here is a vibrational escrow that's becoming stronger and stronger and stronger because everything that you live is causing this to become more and more and more. And source energy is giving undivided attention to that. It's getting bigger and faster and more exhilarating. And the non-physical energies of you, the source energies of you, are breathing life from it and to it. In other words, it becomes this point of attraction. It is a point of attraction. And law of attraction is the reason that this is a point of attraction. So your vibrational escrow is a point of attraction. The question that we keep wanting to ask all of you is, so this vibrational escrow is a point of attraction, and can you feel the vortex of it? Can you feel the power of it? It's trying to draw you to it. It's trying to draw you to it. And when you get on the outer fringes of it, you begin to feel some inclination toward it. When you let it capture you, when you let it suck you in, that's when your feelings of passion really begin to rise within you. Your feelings of passion aren't happening at the creative edge. The creative edge, begin again, the creative edge, the moment that creation is beginning, there's usually contrast. Your moments of passion are your feeling of being swept into the vortex. Do you get that? It's being swept into the vortex that gives you that feeling of exhilaration. So your work, all that you could possibly do, and it really is enough, is just position yourself to be somewhere in the vicinity of this vortex, and eventually you'll get close enough to it that you'll be swept into it. But when you get too mindful about it, when you get too involved in the thoughts that you're thinking, the vortex is over there drawing everything into its power and into its point of attraction, and often you're on the outside of it saying, I'm not feeling it, I'm not feeling it, I'm not feeling it. And the more you say, I'm not feeling it, the more out of vibrational alignment you are with it. So just turn your attention softly to your realization that this vibrational vortex is amassing, that it is already amassed, that it's gaining momentum, that law of attraction is responding to it, and then you just, with every thought, word, and deed that you offer, lean as best you can in the direction of what you think that vibrational vortex would feel like. And it is our desire that you understand that you get the feeling of that vortex as it is bringing every, it's bringing your partners into it, it's bringing your dance partners into it, it's bringing your future projects into it, it's bringing your money into it, it's bringing the path of least resistance into it, it's bringing the plan that you will experience as you allow yourself to follow your gut. It is bringing all of those things into order. Now all that has to happen is you have to relax and let yourself be swept into it. And as you chill and relax and let yourself be swept into it, you'll feel the passion of it, is our promise to you. You will feel the passion of that vortex because you cannot be in the vicinity of that which your life has caused the source energy of you to become without you feeling what it feels like. That's what we meant earlier when we were talking about Esther having the benefit of experiencing the death experience with Burl Ives. She felt the releasing of resistance. That was the most passionate experience that she has ever experienced. The thrill of releasing resistance and becoming who you have become. And it's the same thing. Allowing yourself the receiving of the creativity that you've set into motion is exactly the same thing. Allowing your dreams to come true is better than death. Well, you have to know what we know for that to matter to you. Allowing your dreams to manifest. And the feeling of passion. Oh, now, you're going to like this. We know you're here and we're warming up for you. We're still talking to you a little bit. That feeling of passion. Hear this. Oh, such a good thing to come to know. That feeling of passion is what you feel when you are approaching the vicinity of your vibrational essence vortex. Because once you get into the center of this vortex, you experience the same calm that you experience in the eye of any hurricane. In other words, once you get into the center of that vortex where you know everything that is there, then it's like our friend was saying before, you're experiencing a sort of mundaneness. So often, friend, you are right where you want to be, you're just not experiencing the same juices flowing because there's absence of resistance that is part of the reason that you're defining passion in the way that you're defining it. Do you see what we're getting at? In other words, so we want you to find that passion, because passion is far better than being on the outside of this. But once you get into that stream of passion and you begin to hold yourself there longer, you cannot hold yourself there because you're going to move right into knowing. And can you feel the difference between the emotion that you would call hope and the emotion that you would call belief? Can you feel the difference between the emotion that you would call belief and the emotion that you would call passion? Can you feel the difference between the emotion you would call passion and the emotion you would call knowing? Yes. Esther said when they got their first monster bus, their beautiful rock star Prevost monster bus, Esther thought she would die in anticipation of it. And it was beautiful and they loved every moment of it. And then they ordered another one. And Esther never felt anything close to that feeling of excitement the second time, because she went right into the center of that vortex and just knew the well-being of it. Can you feel the difference? Can you hear that that's what we're getting at? That was good.